Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. European leaders have been stressing the need to take responsibility for their own continent's security following emergency talks in Paris linked to US attempts to talk directly with the Russians on a Ukrainian peace settlement. Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said Russia was threatening the whole continent. The Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said they'd entered a new stage in transatlantic relations and Europe needed to immediately boost its own defences.
There was agreement and unanimity that a significant increase in defence spending is absolutely necessary and there is no need to get irritated if an American ally says, spend more, be stronger and more resilient, because those words are definitely justified by facts.
The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Saudi Arabia leading a high-powered delegation expected to meet senior Russian officials on Tuesday. The meeting takes place less than a week after Donald Trump spoke directly to President Putin by phone. Russia's delegation will be led by its Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. A Ukrainian opposition MP, Ivana Klimpushtsinsadze, says by giving Russia an upper hand, it will become harder to get a lasting peace agreement.
I think we all work together so seriously to make sure that we are isolating the tyrants and terrorists and are not giving them a say in the an upper hand in the international politics. But right now, by re-legitimizing this context and direct conversation with Russian tyrant, it's going to be much more difficult to actually pressure him to agree to a real, serious and lasting peace settlement.
A plane has crashed on landing at Toronto Pearson International Airport in Canada. Pictures showed the Delta Airlines flight flipped upside down. The airport said all 80 passengers and crew were accounted for. Paramedics have been treating 15 people. Three were critically injured, including a child. Reports from northern Mali say a convoy thought to be carrying undocumented migrants towards Algeria has come under attack by local men. Local residents have accused the army and Russian mercenaries of killing 17 people. David Bamford reports.
Details remain sketchy, but video published online shows numerous bodies strewn across the desert sand. Local Tuareg people told the French news agency that Malian government soldiers, accompanied by mercenaries from the Wagner group, were responsible, though there's no independent confirmation. Russian mercenaries hired by Mali's military regime have been fighting Islamist insurgents in northern Mali for several years. Human Rights Watch issued a report in December accusing the mercenaries of killing civilians they suspect of supporting the Islamists.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is in a stable condition in hospital and does not have a fever as he continues to receive care for a respiratory infection. The Pope was admitted 4 days ago with bronchitis. Bethany Bell is in Rome.
The Pope has had a respiratory tract infection for over a week now, and on Friday he was admitted to Rome's Gemelli Hospital. The Vatican said that tests so far had shown what it called a complex clinical picture and that doctors had changed their therapy. The Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni said the Pope was in good spirits and had been reading the newspapers. The Pope has thanked well-wishers on social media and he also said he was continuing to pray for world peace.
The Israeli military is reported to have begun withdrawing from southern Lebanon in line with a ceasefire deal ending its war with Hezbollah. Under the terms of the truce drawn up in November, the IDF is due to pull out by Tuesday, but the IDF has said some troops will remain at five strategic outposts. The United Nations is appealing for $6 billion to provide urgent aid to millions affected by Sudan's civil war. Officials say the 22-month conflict has caused the world's worst hunger crisis, with famine conditions reported in at least five areas, including displacement camps. Nearly two-thirds of Sudan's population now need assistance. The Mexican singer Paquita La Del Barrio, whose lyrics challenge traditional macho culture, has died at the age of 77. Born in Veracruz, Paquita made her name singing in a Mexico City restaurant where she was also the cook. She went on to sell more than 20 million records with melancholic songs of love and betrayal that made her a feminist icon across Latin America.